In tonight's talk, I just want to address a few things. The first thing I want to say is that if you are, you know, here we are, at least in Pennsylvania, here we are a week in from the official quarantine period. Quarantining, is that a word? The quarantine period. And I think people, you know, we had various reactions to it going in, and I think now that we're a week in, I think you can see sometimes that your reactions might change, and if they do, it's okay. And if you find yourself being anxious at different times, try to be gentle and compassionate with yourself. If your loved ones that you're in quarantine with, you're practicing social distancing with, if those folks also have periods where they just aren't doing very well, try to be very compassionate. We have this tendency, which I think there's a lot of good to it, which is just, you know, buck up and buckle down, get things done. And I think that that's a good attitude. However, sometimes that attitude is a way of masking fears that people may have. You know, there are different types of folks, different types of personalities. Some people, whenever there's a crisis, their action is what makes them feel better. For other people, withdrawing and sort of being more contemplative is what helps them. But there can be a shadow side to everything. So like for the person who's more action-oriented, they can be doing that and ignoring feelings that they're having. And likewise, the more contemplative person can be using that withdrawal as a way of not dealing with things that are arising. And the point is, we don't have to worry about what arises. As long as we're human beings, as long as we have functioning brains, we're going to have thoughts arise, and those thoughts will trigger feelings, those feelings will create actions, and those actions will create consequences. And we may have beliefs that create those thoughts. And so what we want to do when we find ourselves being hooked, if you practice the four-direction system of mindfulness, then you know that when you get hooked, the first thing you want to do is you want to pay attention to the fact that you were hooked. You know, acknowledge it. The next thing you want to do is ask yourself how strong it is. We always like to bring the left brain and the right brain in together. So from 1 to 10, how strong is that hook? If it's 5 or less, then probably just talking about it will help. However, if it's stronger than a 5, then the best practice that I can offer you is to do the 4 questions. Now, I don't really have time tonight to go into detail about the 4 questions, but if you go to the website, asksenseitony.com, you can get the book, The 4 Directions System of Mindfulness. It's called Free Your Mind, The 4 Directions System of Mindfulness, and there's also the study guide. And if you find that you'd like to study with me, we can do that online together. All you have to do is go to the website and you can select a schedule time and we can be in each other's presence via the magic of FaceTime, Skype, or Zoom. But the 4 questions are most definitely the best thing to do because that's going to take you through the process of being hooked, the thoughts that created it, the feelings that arose, and it's going to bring you to clarity. And if you do it correctly, you will experience a taste of nirvana, a taste of being more at ease. And you will also realize that the situation didn't change, but the way that you were thinking changed. And that's the heart of mindfulness practice. A lot of people talk about mindfulness as being in the moment, or practicing the eternal now. And I think that's very pretty and it's very poetic. But honestly, the heart of mindfulness that the Buddha taught was that we must realize that it is with our thoughts that all things arise. It is with our thoughts that we create our experience. And it is through understanding and challenging thoughts that are not helpful to us that we can free our minds. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing is that I think in these sort of situations, as I've advocated in other resources I've shared in this past week, we really want to take advantage and create something out of this crisis. Now, my book, The Three Principles of Oneness, How to Embody the Cosmic Perspective and Liberate Your Life, why I wrote it. But the second principle really applies here in the sense that this is a change that none of us really wanted, and it is a crisis. And what the second principle of oneness does is it opens your mind to seeing how the universe actually functions. And a big part of our practice is just getting into harmony with how things really are. And what the universe teaches us, the metaphors that we can yield from it, are that if we use this change as an opportunity to create something new, then this experience, even as difficult as it is, and as tragic as it may be for some, it can be an opportunity to bring something new into life. If nothing else, it may open our hearts up to a new expression of compassion and love. And I'm urging folks to take this time where we're being forced into retreat to use it as a spiritual rest and also as recreation. The thing that I found that really helps make that practice easier is whether a person is living by intention. And what I mean by that is, are you living with intention in your life? Or are you kind of just allowing yourself to be sort of pushed about by the winds to and fro? One day you're up, one day you're down. There's no sort of sense of where you're going. And you feel oftentimes, you know, completely unmoored. And the reason that we feel that way is because we don't have clear intention. And if you know, when we study the four direction system of mindfulness, intention is all we really have. We really can't control the result of our actions. And we have very little control over the things that happen to us. If nothing else, this really clearly makes that point come home. But what an intention does is it allows you to have a sense of direction and a sense of purpose, even in situations that may seem to have no purpose or seem to be crazy. By having that intention, the power of that intention is it's like a star that guides your ship at night. It gives you a sense of direction even in the darkness. And so I would admonish you to read that part in the Free Your Mind book or the Three Principles of Oneness book and really consider, what are my intentions? And if you do this, that will allow you to have a sense of purpose that will carry you through whatever the outcome is of a particular situation. So, to highlight, number one, take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on others. You know, sometimes you're going to be feeling okay about everything, and other times not so okay. Be compassionate towards yourself. And the same for the ones that are with you. You know, or a lot of people aren't used to being in such close proximity with folks and not having anywhere to go. I highly recommend that you schedule. This is part of that intention part. Have a schedule. You know, schedule time. If you're an introvert, you need time by yourself. So schedule time where you can have some privacy. Likewise, you're an extrovert, you need social time. Schedule time to have social time. Play games. Have discussions. Watch movies together. Do creative things together. Make music together if you're so inclined. Do things that are creative. Let's not let this situation take control of us. Let's take control of ourselves. And the only control we have is that inner locus of control. And part of that is the power of intention and clarity. When you get hooked, the best thing I can offer you to practice is the four questions. That's the best practice that I can give you because within it are all the heart practices of Buddhism and everything that you would need to have a very mindful perspective on whatever it is that's occurring. And think about your intentions. You know, maybe use this time to reflect on your past. Have I been living the life that I want to live? And if you aren't, then this is an opportunity to really take time to think about how you want to live going forward. You know, we always emphasize in our teachings that life is fragile, life is precious, and it's something that can change in a New York minute. And so we don't want to allow that to create an agitated state in us, but we do want it to help motivate us to have a certain verb or a certain way that we approach our life. Let's stop being mindless. Be more mindful. Have intention. If you've been living your life up to this point in a way that you're not happy with, that you have a lot of regrets, then this is an opportunity to take a new path. This is an opportunity to create and carve out a new way of being. And that is the challenge and the comfort. It's a challenge because it's going to ask us to do things differently. And it's a comfort because we'll know that we have purpose. Even when things seem to be meaningless, we will have purpose. I hope you find that useful.